Which is one thing I wanted to do, is to say, if he's in, I mean, if he's out, if he's dead, if somebody needs to give us enough time so we can.
Well, then keep reading them. Well, somebody think. Put it the next chapter.
Some of the meat.
Matters. So how can we do any of that without?
These are, we're doing the problem with this.
No, because they shouldn't even be doing anything, right? At all. It's basically freeze, put your hands in the air. But we'll see who wants to freeze. We don't sit here. Where's Joy today?
Working.
Working? Really? Not on my case.
Right. I always leave this.
Cases, you have a strategy, you're
approaching something that's an issue. That's the, that's where we highlight the black things out.
How do you unblack?
A judge can review them in what's called in camera.
Right.
Right.
All right, so the court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Howard A. Coates, Jr. presiding.
Good afternoon, you see.
Good afternoon, Your Honor.
Good afternoon.
All right, we have the matter of the state of Simon Bernstein before the court this afternoon. The first motion that I had was a motion to stay distribution of estate assets pending satisfaction of all creditors' claims. And then I see that there was also an amended notice of hearing for a multitude of different petitions. So why don't we start out with having counsel enter their appearances and then we'll be going on.
So, Brian O'Connell, Your Honor, I'm the personal representative of the estate.
Okay. Elliot Bernstein, pro se.
John Morrissey, here on behalf of four adult grandchildren of the deceased, Molly Simon, Alexander Bernstein, Michael Bernstein, and Eric Bernstein.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Alan Rose on behalf of Ted S. Bernstein as successor trustee of the Simon Bernstein Trust, which is the beneficiary of the estate.
Okay. I'm Jeff Royer. I'm with Peter Fenneman's office. We represent William Stansberry, who's an interested person and a substantial claimant of the estate of Simon Bernstein.
Right, so you're actually the movement on the first motion I talked about then?
We are, yeah. I don't know that we noticed that for today, but yes, it is a motion that we filed.
Oh, that's the motion I had for hearing. So anyway,
okay.
Who wants to go first in terms of the pending motions? Because it would probably be helpful to have someone kind of give me an overview of who the players are.
Can I just raise one issue before we start the hearing?
Sure.
Just because it's... I did send a letter to the court advising you that Mr. Elliot Bernstein, his relationship to the Proskauer firm, which you had one time.
I got that letter. I reviewed it. Did you copy everybody else on the letter?
I did.
All right. The letter raised an issue of whether I, as the judge, should consider disqualification of myself because of my prior employment with Proskauer Rose, which was approximately 15 years ago. Once I received that letter, I looked at the GIAC opinions regarding how far back the judges normally go. And normally it's a 1 to 2 year period that you look back in terms of automatic recusal. So based on that, I'm not going to sua sponte disqualify myself from this matter. I really have haven't had contact with the prosecutor in any meaningful way for 15 years. So.
Yeah, I was only raising it so that Mr. Elliot Bernstein was aware of that. And if he has any objection, I don't have any objection. I wanted to make sure that he was aware of that and would have an opportunity to raise an objection now if he wishes to.
Yeah, and I can, if I can find, I have it here, I'll let everyone know which opinion I was relying on when I looked at that. Yeah, just to be more specific on the note that was sent to me, what was the name of the corporate entity that they said was represented by Proskauer?
It was an entity called iViewIt, which engaged in a lengthy, multi-year, or decade-long battle with that law firm.
With Proskauer, or Proskauer was representing one of the parties?
It was Proskauer, I think, represented Proskauer represented Simon Bernstein while he was alive and drafted some documents in 2000 that would have been superseded by 2008 documents. And Proskauer also represented the company that Elliot Bernstein started called iViewIt.
After 2000?
I think there was litigation, it was during the 90s.
Because I left the firm in 2000, I believe, if my recollection is correct.
I think I know you from there. Did you work at the Womboka?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're familiar.
Oh. Having represented iViewIt, though.
No, well, actually, which department were you with?
Litigation.
I was right across the hall from your office, you recall?
No, I'm going back 15 years.
Oh, okay. And
just for the record, if I could finish, I wasn't suggesting that you did anything wrong. I was just bringing it to your attention, and also I do think that all the parties would appreciate it if Mr. Elliot Bernstein has an objection based upon your Proskauer relationship and his relationship to that firm, which is that he would raise it if he wanted to, or otherwise we're fine because I don't want to have a problem.
Right. No,
we get recusal motions coming down the road.
Yeah, and I never take those things personally. It prompted me to go to the Judicial Ethics Advisory Opinions and look at what the standard is, because if there is a legal basis that I would need to disqualify myself, I absolutely would do it. But going back 15 years, based on the GIAC opinions, I didn't view there as being any legal requirement that the court disqualified itself.
There might be another issue. I think Proskauer is a counter-defendant in one of the state counter-complaints in this matter. So I don't know if
this
that...
This matter before me?
Yes, sir.
Is that accurate? Somebody?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't want to be the spokesman for the whole world, but I think starting in the 90s, Proskauer represented this company that Mr. Elliot Bernstein owns called iViewIt. He claims that the Proskauer stole his patents worth billions or trillions of dollars, and then there was litigation that started in maybe 2000, 2001, and continued through state court, New York federal court, and I believe even in this action, he has filed a counterclaim, and if he's representing that he joined Proskauer as an, and he also sued it like most of the partners at the firm at the time.
Well, my...
And again, I'm just...
Well, I view the issue of Proskauer attorneys being in front of me somewhat differently than the firm Proskauer being in front of me as a party. And so if what I'm hearing is that it's not just a situation where Proskauer attorneys are in front of me, but Proskauer itself is a party to the action, then and that's an issue that Mr. Bernstein is raising, then the court would probably view that slightly differently, because in that situation, because they're a party and I was a partner in that firm, even though it goes back 15 years, I'd have to look at the GIAC opinions. There may be a legal basis at that point, and I don't know if, sitting here right now, there may be a legal basis for me to disqualify myself if Proskauer is actually a party in this proceeding to where I would be asked to make rulings for or against them. So they are a party in this? Because all I have in front of me right now is an estate proceeding.
Right. Well, there's five. There were five or six related cases. Judge Colon, I think after denying the second or third motion to disqualify him, recused himself, and the cases were just recently transferred. In one of the cases, there is a counterclaim. It has been stayed, as Mr. Bernstein's not allowed to file any papers without getting permission from the judge first. But
nobody is. Not Mr. Bernstein. Okay. You too.
All right, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry, but
the counterclaim is stayed, And I don't know if I don't know if either prosecutor is a party, but if Mr. Bernstein represents the court that they're a party, then I would take it.
Well, you know, the standard for a motion to recuse is the objective standard is a party reasonably in fear that he may not receive a fair trial. And even if 15 years is remote, and I think the cases say that, I'm somewhat sympathetic to a party that would have some concern where a judge who was a former partner at a previous firm is being asked to rule on issues affecting that firm. So I'm if you're raising the issue, Mr. Bernstein, then what I'm telling you is at this point I would recuse myself if there was a motion filed. If you're not raising the issue, then it's a remote issue, but it's something that it's in the eyes of the beholder to some extent. Are you in reasonable fear of not getting a fair hearing and trial on this matter?
Well, I'm not certain yet. That's kind of why I'm
well,
here
the
today.
The thing is, you have to move quickly because you have to do it within 10 days of the date you become aware of the information. And what I've told you today is that I was a, you've probably already known it, but I was a former partner at Proskauer Rose.
Well, your bio's confusing on the internet. Some have you there, some don't.
Fix that.
And then you just fix the court one because it has no biography. You don't, it's
well, I don't
empty.
Think the court ones, they don't give that kind of stuff.
Okay,
like a private practice.
Here's some of the issues I want you to consider because, it's going to take me time to consider all the factors here that I'm learning now. One of the issues is that the technologies that I invented that I alleged Proskauer was stolen and still pursuing them for.
I don't really want you to talk to me about anything regarding the substance of this matter until we sort through this recusal issue.
Well, this is what I'm talking about.
Because here's the problem. If I make rulings today and you file a motion within 10 days, every ruling I've made today is subject to rehearing by the new judge. And so it's a waste of time to proceed and hear any motions if you're in good faith telling me you're going to file a motion to recuse.
Well, I'm not saying that, but I don't know. But I am saying for you to consider that the technologies are owned partially by my father, 30% of the interest in them. And that will also, I believe, bring Proskauer into this matter as well. And so, I believe like I have obligations, you have obligations under the judicial canons.
Is Proskauer a party now?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to sui sponte disqualify myself from this matter. Had I known that Proskauer was a party, I would have done it when I reviewed it the first time, but I understood it was just that they were attorneys in the case. So
can
that
I?
Means, unfortunately, there's going to have to be another assignment of a judge in this matter. Sir, at this point, I don't really care if you file a motion to recuse. You've raised enough for me that I'm going to sui sponte disqualify myself.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you. That was fun. What? I think whoever comes in, this all needs to be reset. There's a lot of fraud that occurred. Everybody better freeze because I'm going federal on everybody, RICO-ing everybody. He just did the smartest thing of his life. Boy, I didn't even have to file the pleadings and remove them.
That was quick.
That was a chess game there.
That was very fast. That's the quickest hearing I've been to in 10
years. Did you get these new product documents?
I got a disc.
Why is he carrying any documents that are part of the estate? That should, he needs to be arrested in a minute.
I'm not carrying anything.
Well, he is.
Other than this disc that I gave myself to go
through.
How many
fraud of more docs suddenly they're finding? These guys aren't. They did a full Suro search of size house, though, for the documents originally, remember?
Yeah.
They checked high and low.
That's
these
don't. That's what we were told.
Well, Cy had these in his under his bed.
Right.
Must have been a very big bag.
They didn't got the cash, but they didn't get the cash.
Oh, yeah.
Well, why would they bring us up here anyways and not like the main branch?
Brian, I want to talk to you about real serious things.
Because there's three judges up here.
So there's...
I'm going to talk to you about some real...
Split a lot of stuff.
Serious things that we should discuss before the next judge.
Next year? They want to set up one of our times, so we have time to...
I don't think we should, I think we should be very careful, you know, I'm worried about you guys.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Okay, so we'll call us and get some...
Here, hold on, I'm going to wait.
Right, so there's not going to be any sale, you're not going to have to add.
Right, right.
In violation, he was going to move to stop the distribution around the street.
Right, and that's, in fact, as I read the motion, it doesn't conflict with your motion today, because all your motion was second. All your motion was second. It was suggesting that we're distributing beneficiaries, and that's this motion means that we're trying to stop. If that's not happening, then it doesn't happen.
Whether it actually wasn't, it wasn't a little awkward to have three years to change. That's what it was, that's, we're moving forward to change.
Yeah, you object, we can't.
Yeah.
No one's... But it's settling without a court order.
Yeah, when that was the first motion on the agenda.
I don't even think you should move it. I mean, if you're saying that Ted's not a valid trustee, you should be careful, because he's going to be imprisoned in a minute.
Now, we're moving the property, and so we're taking possession out of the house.
I wouldn't do any dealing with it. I'd be very careful. Targeted him.
I'm just taking this stuff from the house. The property.
You're very careful. Very targeted man. Try Al. Not so well. Go.
I do. Oh, who's he talking to? Gay boy with the stutter? They got 1 minute left of life. 1 minute.